Today we attend the funeral of two young men who were just coming into their own, who were just realizing the potential for their lives, whose magic had just blossomed, who had just been taken into the fold, whose lives were cut short, brutally short. And I look around at all these fresh faces, and I see you. I see you all. You are my brothers, my sisters, my mothers, and my fathers, my sons, and my daughters. We are this movement. We are this war. Much as I would love for it to be over tomorrow, I know that it won't be. So we need to move on past these horrible acts committed by our enemy. We need to move on. We need to move forward to the next objective. And that's cold, and I know it. It's the coldest thing I've ever said. And I wish it weren't true. I wish we could break down in tears and just weep for all of our losses on both sides. I wish it were possible to stop. But if we stop now, if we forgo these actions we have set upon, all of the lives, all of them, will have been spilled, will have been shed in vain. It's the lives that we don't know about that keep me up. You know, the mother whose child is being born right now, being born gifted, being born with the ability to speak to birds, being born with an innate magic to see the world in a better way than we see it now, to move the world to that visionary place. That's what we fight for. That's what this war is about. So that those children can grow, so that they can take their place amongst the great minds of generations past and future, so that they can shape our futures. And if we're honest, we know that if the status quo is maintained, those people will never come to be. At best, their minds will be neutered, and they will be hapless drones moving through the world. And at worst, they will be like these two boys that are being put into the ground before us.